Hey everyone, welcome to a Loon Dive here on Sound of the Loons. I'm Steve McPherson, and with the preseason in full swing, I got a chance to sit down with just about every player on the team for a few minutes to get to know the new guys and catch up with the veterans. For this Loon Dive, we've pulled together highlights from interviews with Kevin Molino, Ethan Finley, Ozzie Alonso, and Ike Opara. Kevin Molino, welcome back to Minnesota.
Thank you.
You came back from Florida. It's probably a lot nicer there.
Yeah, definitely.
That climate suits you a lot more. I know. You're one of the guys who you wear the knit hat when you're out practicing and everything like that, like to keep warm, right?
You see me. Yeah.
No shame in that. You got to stay warm.
No shame in that. Yeah, it's a bit different, you know, and still coming to terms with the weather, but overall it's good. Preseason. Happy to been in the warm weather for a little bit, and now I'm here.
Tell me a little bit about the preseason so far, your experience in Florida, getting to know, you know, you got some returning teammates, returning a lot of the guys from last year, but also some new faces out there. So any surprises from guys, new guys maybe?
First, happy to have all the guys who are here now safe. Thank God for that. And happy to start to work with the new guys, but not just the new guys, the guys who have been here for us to continue building on what we have been building for over the past 3 years, going on 4 years. And hopefully we do better than last year, you know, with the new addition we have with a lot more quality. And, you know, it's not always good to see other players leave, but I wish them the best wherever they at, and looking forward to meet them.
Yeah, it's sort of part of the life, right? Like you're one place one day, and then you're someplace the other day. There's guys coming in today, essentially, to join the team. So it's sort of part of the lifestyle, right?
Yeah, it's part of the game. But, you know, you build relationship with people, and you know, it's a family. And, you know, sometimes it's sad to see them leave. But God is good, and sometimes you move on to better things. And I wish all the guys best luck, and have a good season.
Yeah, absolutely. So how was your off season? Your chance to sort of recuperate and regroup from the past season? What did you get up to?
I rest a lot. Been with family and friends. I think it's important to come away from the game a little bit. I had a personal trainer back home. I trained with Luke, the Guru Gang, popular fitness back home, and come back in quite a shape, and all credit to him. And you know, I have goals this year, and I want to put it out there, but put myself under a lot of pressure, not just the football side, but I want to focus more on fitness. You know, last year was tough for me, coming off of ACL and going back in, it was really tough, but it's part of the game. It made me mentally stronger, and I'm looking forward to this season. Get out with my teammates, and we're going to give our best foot forward for the badge on our shirt.
Yeah, I think as far as coming back from that injury, sometimes, you know, to come back from something like that, the first season as a whole is sort of part of that recuperation and coming back to full strength. Was there a time last season that you got to where you sort of felt like it felt more or less normal for you out there?
Yeah, I started to feel normal. And then after with the injuries, you compensate for different things, you know, and I get a lot of hamstring injury at times. And but as I said, injury is part of the game, and it depends how you take it. You take it on board and move forward. And as a footballer, you have to have short memory. And the shorter your memory is, more success you're going to have. And it's the past now, and I'm going to put in the work that is possible. Take care of my body, and I look forward to the season. Look for bigger and better goals collectively and individually. First, collectively.
Kevin Molino, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
Kevin Molino there with some insight into working his way back from injury last season and his hopes for an even better season this year. Next up is Ethan Finley, who also came back from a serious knee injury last season and can't wait to get to that opening day of the 2020 season. Ethan Finley, welcome. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. Yeah.
How's the preseason been for you so far?
It's been good. You know, preseason 9 for me. I was telling Michael Parkhurst just the other day, who retired. I said, you know, they don't seem to get any shorter, these preseasons, do they? And he couldn't agree more. But yeah, it's been good. You know, the first week obviously here in Minnesota, and then 2 weeks down in Florida. I think we've made a lot of progress so far, and now we're in the final stretches.
So is it long because you just want to get to the games? Is that the thing?
Yeah, I think it's long because, yeah, you've got this date set out there to be your, you know, first opening game of 2020, and it seems so far away, and you just kind of want to get to that moment. And, you know, there's a lot of grinding of, you know, double days and, you know, days where you're just running possibly, and then there's no real ball work. And, you know, it definitely tests your passion for the game a little bit during this time for older guys, for younger guys, guys who, you know, haven't really experienced a preseason in the United States. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these other leagues around the world are a little different, maybe having a little more year round, a little bit less of a break
sure.
at times. So, we kind of have to have that 6 to 8 week preseason because of that. But, you know, it doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah. It also seems like a lot of guys say it's important for sort of laying the groundwork for just sort of the team chemistry and sort of establishing the tone of training and everything like that. Has that been good so far? I feel like I've talked to Adrian and he said, you know, guys are getting out there, they're getting after their drills, they're trying to win their, you know, their one-on-ones and just small sided games and things like that. Is that the vibe you're getting?
I do. I think increased competition within training and at, you know, certain positions is extremely important. I think we've done that with some of the players we've brought in. Players that we've drafted, and you know, we've seen those guys who have come in now, been, you know, ready to compete for their job and give everything they got. So I think the level has, I think, been risen a little bit from even last year in some of the training sessions. Just the intensity, the expectations of what we want to do and how we want to go about our business. So you love to see that from obviously the guys who were here last year, but also new guys who are coming in who are, you know, kind of picking the standard right where it was and taking it to the next level, hopefully.
Ethan, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Ethan Finley likes what he sees from the intensity of training, and now we're going to hear from Ozzie Alonso, who had a chance to get back to both of his homes in Miami and Cuba to decompress and reconnect with his family. How's it going? How was your off season?
It was great. I had the opportunity to went to Cuba, see my family,
nice.
Spend time in Miami with my other family, so it was great.
Relaxing?
Relaxing, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the preseason so far. A trip down to Florida, you know, obviously as the team captain, you know, you have a responsibility of sort of getting the team together and making sure everybody's on the same page. How do you feel about that process so far? Do you feel like the team is coming together?
It's been good. You know, I think 3 weeks been great. Keep doing it like we're doing because I want to put the bar high this year because I want to win the trophy. So it's going to be hard. Everybody has to be on the same page to make that happen. So I think as the captain of the team, I had to push everybody to make that happen. So I'm excited to be here this year.
And in terms of some of the new additions, guys coming on, you know, they're still coming in today. I think Raheem Edwards came in last night to join the team right now. But guys like Luis Amaria and some of these new additions, has anybody stood out to you? What has been your assessment so far?
It's been good. You know, every player that come here, they come to work and play good for the team. And, you know, we've been seeing the training every day, so I think it's going to be this year for us. And everybody's excited, everybody's happy to be here and working hard and to make that happen.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, thanks a lot, Ozzie. Thanks for coming by.
No, thank you.
Through 3 weeks of training, Ozzie also feels like the team is coming together well. Next up is Ike Opara, a veteran who spent a long time with Sporting Kansas City and is an expert in all things culinary in Kansas City. Had a fantastic recommendation for me for Q39 when I was down there. But I had to hit him right away with some tough news. I'm going to start with a fire take. You ready?
Okay.
I had the best barbecue of my life in Austin, Texas.
That's your fire take.
I mean, as a Kansas City guy, I just wanted to tell you, I enjoyed Q39. Terrific recommendation. Fantastic. I went to Franklin Barbecue in Austin. I had brisket that made me see God. It was incredible. So,
wow.
Have you tried the Austin barbecue?
No, I haven't actually. No, I need when they come into the league in like 2028, whatever year.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll make it down there. But I can't compare. But I mean, I'll say this, the state of Texas compared to, you know, mostly Missouri barbecue.
Okay.
Not
overall.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe you'll find your establishment that's better than the other, you know.
Sure.
You might find the best pasta of your life in Montana as opposed to Italy. It doesn't mean that.
Who knows?
You know, it doesn't mean that Montana produces better pasta than Italy.
All right. All right. Fair. This was, so I had the brisket was just, I stood in line for an hour and a half to get this brisket. Oh. And I would have stood in line for twice as long. It was just
wow.
Incredible. So the brisket was really good. I had a little bit of ribs, so I didn't try everything there, but the brisket was great. But I think I am going back to Kansas City this season for the game. So I got to try some new spots.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I still haven't been to Joe's, which is.
Yeah. The classic.
That's the classic, know, right?
Eating so. In the gas station.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. Yeah. No, it's good.
It's got the vibe.
Yeah. And then on your way out, you can buy Reese's at the gas station. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's kind of weird, but, or you can fill up your actual car with gas.
Sure.
If you prefer that. So
they've got it. They've got it all. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
So, how was your off season? You got the chance to sort of collect yourself and come back from a long MLS season?
Yeah, that was the goal. you know, offseason was chaotic, hectic for me actually, which is, you know, one, it's never been like that. So it was, you know, the season came on me kind of quickly, despite having the longest rest I've had in quite some time. So, you know, moving forward, you know, it's good to be back with the guys and back at it. But yeah, offseason was good. You get into such a routine during the season, and the offseason hits, and you get into a different routine, and now the season's back. So it's constant state changes, but
yeah,
you know, it was good to be able to travel and do some of the things that I was able to do this offseason.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like the offseason in some ways feels really short, in some ways feels way too long.
Yeah,
like in both ways. So it's sort of disorienting.
Yeah, no, I mean, really, as a soccer player, what did we have, 3.5 months off?
Yeah, about that.
If you didn't even make the playoffs, you had, you know, four and a half months. So, I mean, it's entirely too long, really, for development of soccer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, being older and, you know, having a little bit different priorities now, you know, it's nice to be able to have that time off.
Yeah.
You know, and that's usually wedding season.
Sure.
And usually, you know, with a shorter off season, it's wedding season. And so you really only get a couple free weekends to yourself.
Yeah.
And now it didn't feel like that. And so it was really nice to be able to do that.
Yeah. That was what Ethan was saying. It's MLS wedding season. It's like everybody just gets married.
It's wild. It really is.
Yeah. Eventually it slows down. You get kids. I haven't been to a wedding in I don't know how long now. Cause now everybody has kids. So,
yeah.
You know, we're all getting older. Yeah, yikes, I know. Right.
Yikes.
Talk a little bit about how the team is coming together, sort of the chemistry stuff. I mean, I think that was a huge thing last season that started in preseason was that it's a thing I've gone back to a lot. I talked to you before the season and you said it started with winning everything, like winning your small-sided games, winning your drills, going after everything, mm-hmm. you know, from jump basically. So how's the vibe been this preseason?
Yeah. I mean, we obviously made a few changes with our roster, and we brought in a lot of the guys who have brought a different kind of energy than I think even this last offseason or the offseason that I came in.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of honest positivity, hard work that's been going on. The coaching staff has changed up the regimen from what I've heard from the first three preseasons. Mm-hmm. We're putting a lot into each session. And so it's really, you know, a mental grind and, you know, building character and a mentality that, you know, will carry us on to the year now that we don't have to, you know, figure out what the core group of guys was.
Right.
You know, core group of guys are. And so it's been a different challenge this offseason, but everyone has put in the right effort. And I think that's, again, kind of what I mentioned last off season. That's where it starts. You set yourself up for success when you do it early. You build good habits as a team and individual. So I think, you know, we're on our way there, and I think we're starting a little bit further off than what we did last year.
Yeah. How big is it to just be returning that, you know, that back six, back seven ish, you know, sort of that defensive line and Ozzy and Jan in front of you, like to just go in knowing like we've got this.
Yeah. I think just from a whole, you know, if you remove one or two guys, will, you know, the system or will, you know, the play drop. And I think from that perspective, I'd be shocked if it did, you know. So obviously when you bring continuity back, it always makes things a lot easier. But, you know, I think, are we able to keep going with, you know, a couple of replacements, maybe even half a roster being changed or lineup being changed? That's going to be the key, and be interesting to see, because while we do have a lot of guys returning from the lineup, we also brought in a lot of new guys who are going to try to also make their push and be given a run of games, just because that's how all these seasons go. So, you know, I think everyone knows what's ahead. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of staying focused on the day-to-day grind.
Yeah. Let's focus for a second on the kit. This is the new kit. You're wearing the wing kit right now. What are your feelings?
I like it. I really do. I like the kit a lot. It's funny. I actually said this before I came up here. I like the kit, except on me. I don't know if it's too big right now, the one I have on, or if the cut's a little bit different on me.
Sure. It looks a little baggy.
Yeah, you'll see when I start getting up and,
right.
you know, if I try to run around the field with it, it could be a little awkward. But yeah. I think it might be, hopefully it's just because it's too big.
Yeah.
But if not, and this is my correct size, there's going to be, I think, some issues.
The sleeves are going to get short on you if you go down another size, I think.
So. That, for sure. And then, I think I might need to get a tailor.
Sure.
Just get
a couple darts in there.
Yeah. Or I could just put on weight and, people won't actually notice.
Go smaller. The sleeves will go short. It'll be like one of those NFL jerseys with like the high cuts in there. So.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That's in.
Now, did you see any other MLS jerseys that you thought were particularly good or particularly not good?
I think the ones that I saw, I don't like, as of now, I haven't seen them in person, but any of the black kits
okay.
that I've seen.
I like the Red Bulls. That black and red is pretty good.
This is probably the only one that I would. Okay. I would. But the Columbus one, the Houston one. Mm-hmm. I'm hardcore out. Yeah. But maybe it's better when you see them in person. I like ours. I think ours is pretty unique. And I think we'll keep it at that. I mean,
you got to see them in person.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, they're so weird to see. I don't know. It's Adidas did this whole thing, and I get why they did it, but it. I don't know. So a lot of them look just bland.
Yeah.
And that's why I like ours, because it's a little bit of uniqueness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even the Montreal one, which is kind of cool looking, it's still kind of bland.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Maybe. Towing that line between subtlety and class and boring is kind of like, you get lost. Some people see something they're like, that looks classy. And then other people are like, well, it looks boring. But some of them clearly fall on the wrong side of that. So.
Yeah. I mean, the stripes on the shoulder, every team has that. And I think it only fits a few of the jerseys.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them just looks like it's completely out of place.
Yeah. But it's a nice blue on this one.
So. Yeah, I agree. It actually fits ours.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but again, I like everything about ours except not on me right now.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do for you.
Let's get Natush in here, our equipment guy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ike, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you.
Ike Opara, clearly ready for a guest spot on Project Runway next season. Well, that's all we have for this jam-packed Loon Dive, but we'll be back with some more highlights from interviews in the coming days as we count down to the kickoff of the 2020 season on Sunday, March 1st, when Minnesota United faces the Timbers in Portland in a game that starts at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on FS1.